And now to Canada, where internet pharmacies are thriving thanks to American sales. The Food and Drug Administration and the U.S.-based pharmaceutical industry are opposed to buying drugs from Canada. And these internet pharmacies are also causing trouble north of the border. Alan Conkle has this report.
Leave the prairie of southern Manitoba and head up into the lush valley of the Little Saskatchewan River. Here's the town of Minnedosa. Wide Main Street bank, bakery, a typical farming settlement, but in an uncommon twist, Minnedosa has two pharmacies. One of them fills prescriptions for the 2,600 local residents. The other claims a larger clientele, about 160,000 Americans.
I opened up a local pharmacy in this town. The town already had one.
Andrew Strempler is the co-founder of the Mediplan RX North mail order pharmacy.
Struggling to make ends meet. Looking for other opportunities, started selling Nicorette gum and diabetic supplies over the internet using eBay. And within a few months, we became the largest supplier of Nicorette gum in the country.
That was 4 years ago, and seeing the size of the potential market, Strempler set up a website and started to fill American prescriptions from his Canadian store. A new industry was born. Today, Manitoba still has close to half of Canada's internet pharmacy business.
Hi, this message is for Mr. Falk. It's Jan calling from the pharmacy in Canada, RX North.
Lipitor 40, Lipitor 20, Lipitor 10.
Strempler pulls out bin after bin of the world's number one prescription drug, but less than half the supply he says he needs. Several of the major pharmaceutical companies have done their best to cut off supplies to pharmacies like this one.
We've got some Pfizer, we've got some Glaxo, we've got some, right? But supply is very difficult to attain, and it's leaving a lot of people in a situation where they're unable to supply for the U.S. patients.
An hour north of Minnedosa is the village of Gilbert Plains, another small farming town. Here, local pharmacist Brenda Karen says she's also experiencing shortages, and she blames the cross-border pharmacy industry, which she says threatens her Canadian patients.
Every day now, we have shortages of drugs, and I'm in a little town of 800 people, and my people in my little town are suffering because I cannot supply the drugs to them, because my wholesaler cannot supply me. Some of the direct companies cannot supply me because there's no drugs left.
Some patient groups also oppose the existence of the cross-border pharmacy industry. Chuck Cruden is with the Manitoba Society of Seniors, a lobby group for the province's elderly. He fears the drug shortages, and he blames the internet pharmacies for recent hikes in the cost of medications in Canada.
We certainly feel for our American neighbors who pay dramatically more, but we do feel, as an organization, that the concern really is an American problem. And I think it becomes a worldwide concern as to what America is really doing to the cost of pharmaceuticals.
The town is lush and green, lots of trees. We're going past the park and the beach right now.
But driving around the rain-soaked streets of Minnedosa, the farming town that's the perhaps unlikely beneficiary of a new high-tech industry, Mayor Duane Lacoste hopes the cross-border pharmacy trade is here to stay.
With Mediplan, we've had a number of younger people move into town and take up employment here. We have very few rental properties available anymore. Consequently, we've had some new apartments being built, and Mediplan has taken up a lot of the unemployed staff. Like, I would suspect that our unemployment rate is next to nil.
The government here seems to side with Lacoste. Despite complaints from some pharmacy and patient groups, the federal and provincial governments have shown no inclination to shut down the industry. For NPR News, I'm Alan Cockle.